you. You preach to us what God's laid on your heart. I love you.
Amen. The book of Hebrews, please, chapter number 12. I'd like to read a couple verses here and then a verse from the Psalms and just say one thing and be seated. I love the camp meeting. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. Enjoyed last week and enjoyed this week so far. I often think of what happened in an art gallery years ago. This man was looking at portraits and he was being critical of all of them. And somebody told the director of the museum, and he came out and he said to that fellow, "You need to know something, sir." He said, "These portraits are not on trial." He said, "It's the viewers that are on trial." And that's the way it is when you come to the Bible. The Bible's not on trial, you are.
Amen.
Amen. Just remember that. Amen. The Bible's the judge, and I want to line up with the Bible, don't you?
Amen.
I'm glad we have a Bible.
Amen.
And it's all about Christ. I like what one fellow said. He said, reading the Bible, looking for Christ. He said, it's like going out in the woods looking for wood. He said, it's all wood. And when you read your Bible looking for Christ, it's all Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You'll find him if you're looking for him.
That's right.
And even if you're not looking for him, you might find him.
Amen.
It's all about him. Everybody that loves Jesus loves the Bible because it's the book from him and about him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his word, for the old-time religion. Long live the old-time religion. Amen. Amen. I want to talk to you today about building bridges. Hebrews 12:12. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then I turn, you don't have to turn, Psalm 145, verse number 4. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. One generation shall praise thy works to another generation, the next generation, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I want to talk to you about the subject of building bridges. You'll understand, I'm sure, in just a few moments why I use that phrase. I think the older you get, the more you realize that you owe something to the generation that's coming behind you. And you realize how indebted you are to the generation that was in front of you.
Amen.
And, you know, things just don't happen automatically. Somebody prays, somebody gives, somebody labors.
Amen.
For there to be a revival, to be a camp meeting, to see somebody saved. And we always, or many times, we want somebody else to do it. But I believe this morning we all need to be building bridges for the sake of the next generation. I'm praying today about who's going to be preaching to my grandchildren in 40 years.
Amen.
And wherever those young men are, it's not too early for them to get their foundation laid and get their doctrine straight and learn to walk with God and learn to rightly divide the word of truth. We need a vision, amen? We need a multi-generational vision. You see, we're apt to think that really all that matters is that we make it. Well, I hope you make it. I pray you make it. If you're saved, you're going to make it. But there's more to it than you making it. How about the ones that's fallen behind you? Hey, they're going to use our roads, amen? And when we're gone, you and I need to make sure that we left them a good path to follow.
Amen.
We need to make sure we get all the rocks out of the road we can, beat down all the briars we can, and make it simple and easy for them to live godly in this world as much as possible because we were here.
Amen.
You know, most people don't ever live to see five generations in their family. Very rare to know your great-great-grandchildren. But if that happens, If you have a generation that comes along in your family and you didn't leave behind a Christian testimony, if your great-great-grandchildren say one day, well, this was my grandpa's name, and I don't really know a bunch about him and really don't know if he was a Christian or not. If that happens, God forbid, then that just means you lived your life in vain, sir. Yes, sir. If your own family does not know that you're a Christian, you didn't build many bridges. We need to be building some bridges. I read recently in a recent survey of those between the age teenagers, young adults, Generation Z, they call them, 40% of them said they did not believe in the deity of Christ. That's in America. That's almost half of our teenagers and young adults don't know who Jesus is. That just happens to be the most important thing in the whole wide world. Some mamas and daddies ain't building many bridges. They're not training up the children in the way they should go, that when they're old, they'll not depart from it. Paul said, Timothy, from a child, you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. And you fathers, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, the Bible says. Our generation's Bible ignorant. Then that same survey, 96% of that same generation, teenagers and young adults, admitted we do not accept the authority of the Bible. Is it any wonder? So we got some work to do. We got some bridges to build and prayers to pray. And I'm glad for all you've done. But every now and then, look behind you, those that are falling behind you. And you just make sure that you're doing your best to show them what a real Christian looks like. And don't you be no hypocrite either. Amen. Sunday Christian and Monday devil, you need to get saved. Amen. They asked this one farmer how he had such healthy sheep. He said, because we take good care of them when they're lambs. We better take care of the lambs. I thank God for every hospital down at the bottom of the cliff, but let's put up a few more walls up on the top so they don't fall in the first place. Prevention's still better than correction. I like what happened years ago on the street. This policeman was watching this lady. She's picking up things off the sidewalk and putting them in her pocket. And he wondered what she was doing. He kept watching her. He went up to her and said, ma'am, what are you doing? I see you picking up stuff off the street here. She said, sir, I'm not stealing anything. She said, if you'll notice, there's a whole lot of little pieces of broken glass on this sidewalk. And she said, these little kids is going to be walking through here in a little bit, and I don't want them to get hurt. If you can't write a book and preach a sermon and be on television, how about picking up the little glass that's going to hurt the little kids' feet? Amen. We need to build some bridges. I'm glad I've known some bridge builders. I sat with the family one time. I was doing the dad's funeral the next day. And it's almost like it was rehearsed. I know it wasn't, but there was the whole family the night before the funeral. And every one of them, one by one, was saying something about Papaw that had died. And every one of them had a wonderful report of a marvelous, outstanding Christian husband, dad, and grandpa. And I left there that night thinking, well, this was the richest family in the world. Every member of the family had a wonderful Christian testimony and respect and admiration for that man. Hallelujah. Do you know anything better than that? Folks, if we don't leave them a testimony, then we cheated them.
Patrick Henry said, I leave my family the most important and valuable thing that you can leave your family. And that's a testimony as a Christian. Patrick Henry, who said, this nation was not founded upon mere religion. It was founded upon Christianity. It wasn't a bunch of liberals and socialists that founded America, by the way. It was Christians. The United States Supreme Court said this is a Christian nation in 1896. And despite what cancel culture says, we all have a glorious heritage as Americans and as Christians. Amen. Don't you believe a word they say on CNN or none of that woke culture junk or anything big tech says or any of that crowd. Amen. Well, we need to build some bridges. Why? Because there's some mighty deep and dangerous chasms out there and ravines. And we need to show our friends and family what a Christian example is. Amen. And take care of our little ones. Don't you thank God for those that paved the way for you? Yes, sir. And labored in prayer and gave you a good heritage? Amen. And that good heritage includes preaching, praying, and praising the Lord. And if that ain't in your heritage, you ain't got no heritage. Amen. Hello. Amen. You need all the preaching you can get. Hey, we didn't come here today as critics of a sermon contest. We came here today as former sinners that need all the help we can get. If that's not your attitude, repent and get right with God. Amen. I forgot how to beat around the bush. So just repent and get right with God. Amen. Much has been done for you. Amen. Much has been invested in you. Here you are in the Bible Belt. Ain't nowhere like this in the world. Check it out. You are richly blessed. Much has been invested in you. Much is going to be expected out of you. Amen. Let's plant some trees for the next generation. One generation plants the trees, and the next generation gets the fruit. Amen. We need to build some bridges. We need to reach out. We need to get back to the old paths. We need to quit apologizing for the truth. Amen. And we need to quit blaming the children, too. I'm sick and tired of people blaming the children. They didn't write the books. They didn't produce the movies. They didn't go wild and compromise 30 years ago. It was mamas and daddies and mammals and papaws. Quit blaming the children. Amen. That's right. You building any bridges? You hemming in your family with singing and shouting and preaching and praying, hemming them in and hemming them up and saying, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. I was thinking of a fellow I knew. He said he was a preacher, but he didn't build no bridges. All four of his boys, I guarantee you, they're not living right. Probably don't even go to church. You see, it ain't automatic. It's a decision. It's a decision. It's your duty if you call yourself a Christian. It's your duty to build bridges and abound and do the right thing. See, we're not living for ourselves. We're laboring and praying for the good of posterity, for the sake of generations that hadn't even been born yet. I'm going to give you this poem and I'll be done. An old man going on a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The stream had no fear for him. But he turned when safe on the other side, and he built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength building here. Your journey will end with the close of day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why are you building this bridge at eventide?
The builder lifted his old gray head. Friend, in the path I've come, he said, there follows after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that's been as naught to me, to that precious youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. I'm building this bridge for him. Did you ever pray like this? Lord, remind me of this with every decision, that generations will reap what I sow, and I'm passing on a curse or a blessing to those I'll never know. I'm in the bridge building business. Hope you are. By the way, you're in mighty good company. There was one time who built a bridge all the way from here. That cross is a bridge, you know. That cross is the way home. So when you leave here, get your hammer and get to work, and don't forget who's coming behind you. Just be faithful and build a bridge.